They sat down to share in a little room upstairs, the Passover feast of the unleavened bread. And Jesus said, "Verily I say, one of you will betray." And the friends of Jesus answered and said, "Lord, is it I? Is it I?" Jesus said, "This bread is my body. I am the bread of life. And this cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me. Yet after I go, before the cock crows, someone will deny knowing me."
Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Is it I?
Will one of us be ashamed to mention your sweet name?
Lord, is it I? Is it I?
I can tell by your faces that you don't understand the awesome things you've felt and seen at the touch of my hand. But someday you'll understand it when the Father means for you to. But for now, drink the cup and break the bread, and I'll eat my last supper here with you. Have a little bread, Simon. Give a little wine to James, my brother. Go ahead and eat, friends, and love one another. Have a good time now, for tomorrow I must die, and I'm never more gonna eat with you again till we eat the marriage supper in the sky. Have a good time, children. Though I'll not be long abiding, better eat now, brothers, 'cause tomorrow you'll be hiding, fearing for your lives, fellas, 'cause you followed after me. But after tomorrow you're never gonna fear again. I'm gonna loose the chains and set the captives free.
Your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
And now he's alone, completely alone. And the ones who loved him and stood behind him are now in the background, out of the way of those who cry for his death. And this sacrifice is not to be for mother, not for family, not for country. This death is for all of us, for all people, for all time. And he's preordained to suffer it alone. And he knows it only too well.
At a place called Gethsemane, where he had often gone alone to pray and meditate, now he went with his disciples following him.
At a certain point, he told him to stay and watch and pray, and he went off alone. You know, we can't forget the fact that Jesus was human. And in agony in Gethsemane, he prays, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of death pass from me. But if the only way that this cup will pass is that I drink it, then not my will, but thine be done." The crowd of people that cheered him have become a mob now. He has been charged with blasphemy. He stands before three men who represent all his worldly opposition. Before Caiaphas, the high priest, he is condemned. Before Pilate, who has the final authority, and before Herod, the puppet king. And back to Pilate, the Roman procurator, who sentences him. The crowd cries for his death. And in the face of authority, he never backs down. He answers, "I am the Christ. I am the Son of God."
I stand on the stairway, my back to the dungeon. The doorway to freedom, so close to my hand. The voices around me now bitterly down me for seeking salvation. They don't understand. Lord, help me to shoulder this burden of grief and give me the courage to be what I am. And when I am wounded by those who condemn me, oh Father, forgive them. They don't understand. Their lonely frustration descending to laughter erases the footprint I leave in the sand. But I'm free to travel where no one can follow, in search of a kingdom they don't understand. Lord, help me to shoulder this burden of freedom and give me the courage to be what I am. And when I am wounded by those who condemn, oh Father, forgive them. They don't understand. Father, forgive them. They don't understand.
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Two thieves were crucified with Jesus, one on his right and one on his left. To one of them who believed on him, he said, This day shall you be with me in paradise. Jesus said, It is finished. surely this man was the Son of God. Had said, "When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto me." And as he prophesied, for 3 days and nights he was in the tomb, and Mary Magdalene came each morning, and on the third morning when Mary came, "Mary, why do you weep?"
They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
He is not here. For he has risen. Go into Galilee. Tell the disciples and Simon Peter that he has risen. Go there and you will find him. And for 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus walked upon the earth. Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
Would he stand today upon the sands of California and walk the sweating blacktop in New York or Mississippi, where the mighty churches rise up high above the screaming cities? Could he walk among us with no ridicule or hatred? Would he be a guest on Sunday, a vagrant on a Monday? Would we lock our doors against his kind today? Come again, Lord Jesus, be a carpenter among us. There are chapels in our discontent, cathedrals to our sorrow, and we live in golden mansions with the sand for our foundations and the raging waters rising and the thunders all around us and the troubles all around us. Won't you come and build a house on rock again?